Old lawyers, what's the fire back? It's your dead A&R man's dream.
Shepherd, and you're listening to the Noise of Carpet Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. If you're late joining in today, welcome. We're going through, poking through the some bands that put out releases on the Two Pure independent label in South London, Wandsworth, in the 90s. We're going kind of chronologically. That last song was by a band called Jack. The song was Winter Comes Summer from an album called Pioneer Soundtracks from 1996. So we're in the mid-90s now, and Two Pure has been bought out. They're just minority stakeholders now, or shareholders in the company. Beggars Group, 4AD, Matador, etc., has become majority shareholders in the label now at this point. Before Jack was Long Finn Kiley. Apologies, they're from Scotland. The Heads of Dead Surfers, you could hear Mark E. in the background there. That was a John Peel favorite that track album was Houdini, great instrumentalist. Apparently, the band, I always thought they were an Irish roots band, so didn't give too much attention. They did play Lollablues in 96, but they're worth having a listen. They were lots of critical acclaim, so I read now, but not much radio airplay. So have a dig into that from Scotland. Seafield before that with Industrious from their album Quick. Thank you for listening. It is Noise of Carpet Radio. Other bands that we won't play, that we aren't going to get to today from this label, are the Faith Healers. They're their first signing. We've played them before. Is it Heartthrob? Pram, we may not get to today. Electronic music in the vein of the house band. Mouse on Mars, DJs from Germany, who ended up producing some Sterilab albums, one or two, I believe. A band called Rothko, don't know anything about them. Voodoo Queens, just saw some live stuff. Maybe bluesy stuff, and Scala. So they were this album in the early this label in the early 90s looked for a different group of artists and let them do their thing, and they rolled from there. Some of them were more successful than others, but it seems like they weren't compromised in what they wanted to do. I'm not sure. Jack did two albums for Two Pure, and then did a third on another, and ended up with a bit of success in France afterwards, and then disbanding in 2002. So coming up next, we're in the mid-90s now. As I said, thanks for listening. It's Noise of Carpet Radio, CGSF.ca and CGSF 90.1 FM. Thank you wherever you're listening around the world today or tonight. Coming up next, let's go back to Laika, Margaret from Moonshake. We listened to them earlier, moved on from Dave and started her own group with Guy, and it was called Laika, named after the dog, and this album is, I think, their second, Sounds of the Satellites from 1997. The song is called Almost Sleeping, and it's sort of going back to a bit of electronic ambient groove here. So Laika... Oops, on CGSF Radio 90.1 FM. Almost sleeping. Go fall asleep. 23 minutes left. Get yourself a tea.
KSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
A band, some from Wales and some from England. They're called McCluskey. The song is called Collagen Rock, from an album called McCluskey Do Dallas. Apparently the two fellas met while they were in the dispatch office of a double glazing company, maybe in London. Reminds me of that TV show White Gold. I don't know if you saw it. Some salespeople in London trying to scam people into buying new windows, because there's a lot of old homes in the UK, and everyone seems to want to obviously change their windows to double glazed windows. And this show, White Gold, showed sort of how people get this done and how people make money from doing so. White Gold. So reading that story about the McCluskey guys there made me think of that. I don't know. Is that McCluskey's described as post-hardcore? Post-hardcore Beastie Boys? I'm not sure. Is it in the vein of Viagra Boys, Warm Doucher, Idols? You know, so some hardcore rock with a sense of humor and some songs. You know, generally some good narratives in each song rather than just straight ahead hardcore music. So that's McCluskey. Coming up next, so we're into about, that's 2002, so we're rolling into 2004 now. Two Pures getting watered down, becoming not as much influence, and the influence of all the group from Beggar's Banquet, the Beggar's Group, are taking over. So this is rolling into 2004, a band called Electrolane, and they are an all-women band, indie rock from Brighton, and started in the late 90s, started in 98, and their influences apparently are Noi, it's a cult rock band called Noi, Nick Cave, Sonic Youth, Velvet Underground, so all Noise of Carpet approved influences for sure. So this is Electrolane. The song is called Gone Under Sea, and it's from an album called, let's see, The Power Out. So this is 2004. The label's about to get wrapped up pretty quick here. Electrolane on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. Stick around for music listings after this.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Well, did you like that? I like that. Electrolane, it's got some good jangle there. Should we call that JQ, jangle quotient, is high on that one, in a good way. Gone Under Sea, The Power Out is the album. That's from 2004, so that's 20 years old. I like that. I'm going to check them out and listen to more of their stuff, Electrolane. And what are we doing here? So, around the world, so we got some concerts coming up. So if you're in Vancouver, Squid and Water From Your Eyes are playing this Saturday at the Rickshaw, at the venerable Rickshaw. Mother is playing Thursday and Friday this week in Dublin at the Three Olympia Theater, I believe. So Mother Mother from Vancouver playing in Dublin this week. Letitia Sadie, lead singer of the house band, as you know, playing at the Fox Cabaret March 6th in Vancouver. And on August 20th at the Custom House Square in Belfast, PJ Harvey is playing live. So we're going to roll back to what we think, or what I think, are the two standouts of the two pure roster, as you know. So we're going to roll back to a couple of songs. The PJ Harvey group, on the backside of the tape that they handed into Two Pure in the day in 91, was a song called Sheila and the Gig. We're going to play the version that was played for John Peel, the John Peel sessions in 91. And then we'll wrap things up with the house band's The Light That Will Cease to Fail from the Switched On compilation from 1992. So this is early 90s, and this label, going through this and doing my research and going through today, this label seem to give bands, independent bands that might be challenging, sort of an outlet to do what they wanted to do. Maybe, you know, there might be some derivative sounds here, I don't know. Or there might just be bands doing their own thing and going for it, and maybe have a coincidence of other bands doing, you know, maybe the same, a little bit of the same thing. But there seems to be a bit of diversity in the group of independent, let's say post-wave again. So this is, that means good. And with the combination of electronic sounds and classic, you know, rock, not classic rock, there's not a lot of cymbals here, rock and roll as well. So we've got some indie rock mixed with electronica here, and it's well worth checking out. So I'm not sure, there's a couple of films online, stories online that you can find about the label. Not as developed as Rough Trade or Warp Records would be in regards to having books out, etc. But hey, maybe it's something to go forward with in the future. So thank you for listening today to Noise of Carpet Radio from CGSF.ca. If you're listening around the world, or CGSF 90.1 FM, if you're on the bus in Vancouver, it has been me. Thank you for listening. Next week, we're going to roll into just some random 90s music, and some new music as well. And so let's finish things off with Sheila and the Gig and The Light That Will Cease to Fail. Thank you for listening. It's been my pleasure.
I've been trying to show you over and over. Look at these, my childbearing hips. Look at these, my ruby red, ruby lips. Look at these, my work strong arms. And you've got to see my bottle full of charm. Lay it all at your feet. You turn around and say back to me, he said.
So just for context, in October 1991, Bryan Adams was top of the charts with Everything I Do, parentheses, I Do It For You, and Ukraine separated from the Soviet Union in December of 1991. Coming up next is Radio Gotha, so stick around.
This is Radio